Today's episode is an incredibly important one if you want to learn how to build a business you love, a life you love. What does that look like? You're going to hear questions and get an actual framework to walk you through building that store of your dreams. With my guest today, Corinne Walsh, who is a friend of mine. She is somebody who I always learn so much from every time I'm around her. She's got such a brilliant business mind, and I'm just honored to have her on the show today. This is an episode you're going to want to take notes. You might even listen to it a couple of times. So be sure that you do have some way that you're taking some notes. Do the work that Corinne talks about in this episode. It could be game changer for you. Before we dive in, here's a little bit more about my guest, Corinne. As a recovering people pleaser and burnt out overachiever, Corinne Zaha Walsh has become a seven-figure business building entrepreneur, leveraging her Evolve methodology with her clients to help them go from misdirected to aligned as they scale their businesses and know who they have to become to stand in their ultimate vision of their life and business. You can follow Corinne on Instagram, Corinne Z Walsh. I know you're going to love her. Get ready for an epic episode. I have a listener shout out, big shout out to Mad Moose EP, who wrote, "Excellent content, 5 stars. I wish I would have started listening from the beginning. We'll go back and listen to the replays. Just the dose of inspiration I am looking for." Yes, thankfully, all the replays, all the episodes are available for you to just binge. They're not going anywhere. Mad Moose EP, thank you so much for this review. It means the world. Thank you for listening. And if you want to go and leave me a review, it would mean the world to us here at the show. So head on over to whatever podcast platform you listen to, leave that review. And thank you so much for listening. Welcome to Rooted in Retail. I'm your host, Crystal Vilkaitis. Here, we have engaging and informative conversations with successful indie retailers and industry experts. Together, we learn, connect, and grow. Don't miss our live after the show every Tuesday night in the Rooted in Retail Facebook group. All right, here's today's episode. Corinne, welcome to Rooted in Retail. I'm thrilled you're here.
Crystal, any conversation with you is a gift to me any day.
Oh, same. So you're not exactly rooted in retail, but you have, and I've said this to you, you have one of the smartest business minds of anyone that I have talked to. And the fact that we get to bring some of that wisdom to Rooted in Retail really means a lot. So I'm really excited you're here. Will you take a couple minutes and tell my audience a little bit about you and your business?
I would say, a business strategist at heart. I also coach, advise, and invest in different small businesses or businesses that are looking to scale. My gifting is really, I would say, being the conduit for leaders and entrepreneurs who are trying to have their vision come to life. So, as you know, Crystal, because we can get into many conversations on different types of structures of business or how to lead in business. But if we're not clear on who you have to become in order to make it all happen, there's a gap. And I love working in that gap with my clients. So I'm also a published author and I had a podcast for a long time myself. I have new projects coming out all the time to just try to help people do just that, you know, like get out of their own way and step into the greatness that they are to lead the life and business that they love.
I love that so much. And this is a perfect transition into talking about something I love talking about. And I'm such a believer of your unique abilities. And So you've said that, and you emphasize the importance of recognizing and monetizing one's individual strengths in any type of business. Doesn't matter if you're a retailer or not. Can you elaborate on the why behind this principle and how does identifying one's unique zone of genius translate into tangible benefits?
Yeah, I mean, I get the most aha moments going through this self-discovery when I'm working with my clients. And it's something that even for my own journey of building a seven-figure business and being able to invest in other businesses, I always look at, which is, what is your gifting? You know, like what lights you up that you want to do all day long? Like if you got paid great. Even if you didn't get paid, you would still be doing that thing. So that is kind of what we define as your zone of genius. It's the thing that is innate to you, that it comes so naturally, and all of us have it. But a lot of the time, we're not asked the right questions to discover what that is. And I think when you're able to lean into that a little bit more and stop shooting all over yourself, like I like to say, like, oh, I should be the accountant in my business, and I should be the one that's procuring all the inventory, and I should be the one that's at the warehouse pick packing and shipping something out, or I should be the one that, you know, like, but really what you are is the person who loves to dress the window, or you really love to style people. And that's why you have a retail store with unique brands that are coming in. Like your creative side is why you built that store to begin with. Well, so if that's the case, then you need to make sure, so you stand in your gifting to sell more to your clients because you're the creative one, then you need to get the person in the back running inventory and making sure that the shelves are stocked and that you have the right things on the rack for when those clients are coming in and that everything is prepped properly. When you do all of it, which a lot, I'm sure, of your listeners do, it's everything from end to end, because retail, unfortunately, with markups these days and inflation, it's really hard to stand in your zone, but I believe you still can. And I think if you focus on stepping into your zone and what that zone is, why it turns into monetizing more, is that when you are standing in what is aligned for you and your gifting, then you're creating the space for the other people to do what they're gifted at on your team. The energy around your team and what it's like to serve your client becomes so much higher. And so they're going to want to spend more with you because you are standing in alignment into what you're meant to do. And there isn't this kind of curmudgeon energy that can show up when you end up doing the things that aren't in your gifting. So that's why it's so important to figure that out, but to also challenge yourself to step into it. Because when I did for myself, and I'll just give you an example, like I was doing everything in my business. I started my business as a consultant. So I was pimping myself out basically to contracts. I would go into different companies. I would deliver services, but it all required my time. And then I was doing everything. I was doing my invoicing. I was, you know, managing the bookkeeping. I was serving my client, you know, 40 hours a week of service. And then I was making sure that I had new clients coming in. Like, I mean, it was exhausting. And I was totally out of my zone. I wasn't sitting in my expertise. And then when I started hiring more team members to do the things that I no longer felt I needed to do, and I started to look at my business and say, if I had this target of generating a seven-figure revenue stream, who do I have to become to do that? I want, and what will I do to enjoy it? Because that's the second question. When you stand in your zone, you're enjoying it, right? Like, it's what you love to do. I designed the growth of my business around the role that I wanted to play in it. And that was a huge shift to then I literally, when I got out of my own way, because I was super clear on the role I wanted to play, and then I had to go find and hire service teams or whatever was needed for the rest, I hit my goal in less than 6 months. I gave myself a year, but as soon as I stepped out of my own way and brought in the right people, and just focus on what I knew well and best, it showed up in the results. So yeah, that's why I lean into that hard with whoever I'm working with.
Well, and I think that it could be really scary. I think that also we don't always slow down to stop and know what is my unique ability? What is my zone of genius? Where do I really love that I could do it? Like you said, I could do this and not even get paid for it. So if anyone's listening and you haven't spent that time getting really clear, I would really recommend it. It's such a great starting point. And I think that our retailers and businesses in general, especially when you're small, you feel a lot of fear around hiring and bringing in somebody else or letting go of the control. And I know I've experienced that. And if you don't, you're going to burn out. I don't know how you can really sustain a business, especially from a retail perspective. I just feel like you really do need that support. So if there's anyone that's sitting here listening to you and being like, I would love to spend more time in blank, whatever that thing is for them, but they're feeling that fear, But that means I'm going to have to hire somebody or I'm going to have to let go. How could I trust? What piece of advice would you give to that person?
I would say, you know, just like you said, that pause of figuring it out first. Get first clear on what you do love that you want to continue to do, and then create your own, you know, job description of it. Because then you're super clear on the role you want to play. Then there's this exercise that I always recommend is to write out all the things that you are doing that is outside of that, in that, and outside of that. Because then that starts to create the job description of sorts of who you have to hire or bring in or delegate to those tasks. And it becomes so much clearer that it's not that daunting.
Right.
And I'll tell you that we give ourselves, like, you know, the attachment to the continuous doing comes from a fear of becoming obsolete. You know, like there's this fear of like, if I'm not the one doing it, then it's not going to be done well, or it's not going to be done the same. But you guys have to see it as like, that's just an action in your business that if you just show someone else how to do it and it doesn't light you up, then let it light them up. They might be obsessed with that thing. Right. And it becomes more about your self-awareness on what are you actually holding on for and why are you so freaked out about letting it go? That self-reflection is so key, because if the answer is, I don't know who I will be on the other side if I let this go, then let's do some self-reflection on who do you want to be, right? Because if it's bringing you any pain and you're being triggered by any of those actions and you're super stressed and upset that because you continue to do it, you're having a resentment against the business you're running, and a resentment against the team you're working with because you're doing it all, you're doing it to yourself, right? And it's really pointing the finger back at you and say, actually, I can control feeling how I want to feel about all of this, but also that action that needs to allow me the relief I'm looking for is for me to let go of being so in control and figuring out what do I need to find more of an empowered stance in and ignite that so that I can build the people around me or delegate it or automate it or, you know, whatever the result could be to create that inner freedom for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in business by choice.
Yes, exactly. And we've got some real talk. Like this is, you know, some of this might be getting deep for some of the listeners and some of you might know it and you're just like, okay, all right, I needed to hear this. Like, I'm ready to make the change. But it's so critical to the success of your business, the being able to stay in business and enjoy the business. And that word resentment, like, we don't want that being pulled into the store that can create this unhealthy culture and can be taxing on you. And so, such good advice. Now, you said this question quickly in this episode, but this is a really good one. So I want to call it out and I want to talk a little bit more about it. Who do you have to become to lead your business with ease? That, I got to read it again. It's so good. And I want our listeners to write this down. And this is a great journal prompt to really, you know, think about this. Who do you have to become to lead your business with ease? So, Corinne, how can our listeners identify the changes they need to make in themselves to align their business goals?
First, it's that self-reflection step. So I love that you gave this as a prompt for people to journal on. And I'll tell you that it might take some time to get it all out. So even if it's the same journal prompt for the next 5 days, keep asking yourself that, because new things will show up. So keep saying, well, what else? What else? What else do I need to become in order to be, you know, XYZ, whatever that is. If you're not clear though on the actual destination of where you're trying to take your business or the energy that you want to have in your business, then you need to maybe also have a little designing time. So in order to create change, you need to identify, what are you trying to change to? Sometimes we just get so familiar with the doing and we're the hamster in the own wheel that we created that sometimes feels like it actually could be a prison of bars that you can't break out of, right? And we feel so stuck. And it's because we haven't actually paused to dream again, because we've been in it for so long. So sometimes it's first in the vision work, right? Like, what is the destination you're trying to go to? Because then impacting change means that we're trying to head to something different to head to that destination. And so I would then think of dreaming even bigger than just who do I need to become or what else would make this easier for me. It's more about where am I actually trying to go? Like, mm-hmm. as your retail business, do you want to have multiple stores? Are you trying to have multiple locations? Do you want to be bought out by another company? Do you want to expand it just into the next storefront next to you? What is the ultimate that you are trying to do? Do you want to sell it? Are you done? Like, are you just want to go be a stylist and stop carrying all the costs of having a store? Like, these are legit questions to be asking yourself about your business and where you're trying to take it. But I would just take some time to dream again. And when you want to think about that, if you guys need any prompts, like I do have a program and it's free for all of you. It's at heykareen.com/SLP, the letters SLP. You will literally get prompted on this vision work, because if we know your destination, then you can ask the question of, if I'm trying to get there and I want things to be easier now, what are the actions I have to take to get there? I think is really the formula to follow for aligned change and aligned action. Otherwise, you're just going to give yourself another laundry list that's going to stress you the hell out. And you're going to feel like, well, that wasn't productive and I'm back to square one.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. I love it. Dream again. And yeah. Action item for our listeners, go get those prompts. We'll link to everything in the show notes. And if you want to share with what that looks like, go to our Facebook group. We have a Rooted in Retail Facebook group. Share in there. I'd love to hear your visions for yourself and where you're wanting to go. And if you want those multiple store locations, or if you just want more time with your grandkids, like, what does that look like for you? I'd love to hear it. Now, Kareen, you have a program that is named after one of my favorite words. We're talking about change here. The word is evolve. We have our Evolve conference. You have a methodology called Evolve.
Yes.
And you've helped numerous clients transition from being misdirected to aligned in scaling their businesses. Can you share a little about this method and how can independent retailers apply elements of it to navigate the complexities of retail business and foster a growth mindset?
Yes. Amazing. And I love that you love this word too, because it's something that I'm about continuous development in all things. And I know for me, I needed a methodology that allowed me to give myself permission to consistently change my mind, like to give myself the ability to say, I tried that for a while. Now I've graduated from it. Like, what's next for me? And so it's if you can visualize, as I give you the acronym, Evolve is an acronym of the phases that we go through when I'm working with my clients. And it is something that I've already alluded to parts of it, you know, sharing with you already. But the first step is the E for evaluate. And that's to assess, where are you right now? And how is it going? You know, like, is it going well? Are there things that need to change? We just want to know exactly where you are today, because then the second letter is the V. The V is for visualize, which is the exercise I just told you, which is like dream again. Okay, we know where you are now, but where do you want it to go? Let's dream big. And I always incorporate, as a business coach, it's not just about your business. As entrepreneurs especially, it has to integrate into your life. Like, your business should be fueling your life, and your life should not be run by your business. You know, so I want to make sure that your stance in life is clear and how your business fuels that as part of visualization. So that's the V. The O is for own it. So this is the part where it's, who do you have to become? Like, who do you have to become to actually own this business in the way that aligns with that vision that you have and the roles you need to play? And then figuring out the who you actually need to bring in. So that's the O in the Evolve for own it. And then you have leverage. So leverage is how you monetize the business. It's basically coming up with the offers or the profit margins on the sales, the type of products you want to bring in, the alignment with your ideal clients that you want, like, coming in and consistently buying from you. That's all about leverage, is to map that out and make sure you have a sound business model that will have a nice return for you to hit those goals. And then V is for validate. Validate is how we put it out into the market and test it. So a lot of the times we feel like it's one and done. Like as soon as you said it, that's all you have to do. I was working with a online retailer recently, a client I was coaching that was coming up with a hat company. And it was a luxury beanie line, beautiful, like everything sourced in America, like handcrafted. It was just decadent. Like these beanies are decadent. I have a few and I love them. Hand stitched, all these things. And when we were talking about their ideal client, it was like, yeah, they are at a like resorts in Aspen and they are going on hikes internationally. And they are, you know, so it's a very luxury based brand. And so we're like, now that we know the ideal client, let's go validate the price point with them, you know? So yeah. Other products that they buy in that realm, we have to go validate that to come up with their pricing. We launched with one price and then we had to shift the price based on sales, you know? But you have to make sure in that validation of your business that you're constantly evaluating, is this the right fit for who I'm trying to attract? So that's the V, the second V in Evolve. And then the E is all about exit. So I like to reverse engineer and understand what is your exit for this business before we even start to build it. And a lot of people don't think in exit because they just think in the doing and the right now. But if we can actually build your business with your exit in mind, it might have a totally different structure to it on how you build it from end to end in order to have the exit that you want from that. And so that's my Evolve methodology that I love taking my clients through. I do like a 2-day immersive that I'm obsessed with because it gets all dark, like dark, not dark, I guess it's very light, but we get very deep is the word I wanted to say. And then by the end of it, the light is shown on like, okay, now I know how to jump into action. And then we check in, you know, quarterly on how it's moving forward. But yeah, it's been awesome to launch and to share because that's what I've been doing for years. But now to finally have the method down, it's been really cool.
I love this method. I love how you've broken it down. I think that it can save business owners a lot of frustration, a lot of hassle, a lot of time. If you need to course correct, if you don't even know if you need to. And then starting with that exit and thinking about that, whether, you know, whatever your plan is, I've learned about this over the years, just even establishing your business with that in mind, you're going to set it up from a structural perspective way better than if you're just like, but this is my gig. This is what I do. I have a job for myself. And that means that you'll have these systems and processes. And if something happened to you, you can step out. The business isn't going to crumble. So it's so critical for every part of the Evolve acronym. And I hope our retailers go through some of this work. And of course, we'll link to everything. But Kareen, if they want to learn more about these intensives that you do, how can they learn more?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you can message me directly if you're interested in any of those. I think I only have maybe 6 more available this year. So it's best to just contact me if you want to learn about that. I also do though, I've decided though to offer a half day, which I think your listeners might benefit from because in a half day, together, we can really dive deep in kind of getting that clarity of the vision, making sure that the business is sound and like figuring out how to maybe augment the who you have to become, but also your offers or how you're doing business today. And so you can go to KareenWalsh.com/halfday if that's appealing to you as well, because I'll have a few more segments available for that since I can get that done from anywhere. It's a virtual session that we can really dive into business and focus that way. But if we determine once we get on the call, because you have to qualify for that too, that you want the 2-day, we'll find you the slot for that.
Yeah. Love it. Awesome. We'll link to all of that. Such great resources. Now, Kareen, you've worked with a wide range of businesses from BlackRock to startups.
Yeah.
And so you suggest a versatile understanding of turning vision to action for scaled impact. For our independent retailers who might feel overwhelmed by the idea of scaling, what are the first steps they can take to begin translating their vision into actionable steps that lead to growth?
Yeah, so scaling in my mind for retail is consistent sales. And that's the hardest part, I think, for any brick and mortar shop to ensure that their buyers are always coming in for something. And so I would think that scaling in this market is really going to be about consistency. It's the consistency of knowing your buyer and then what are they looking for that could come from you and your store that aligns with your brand, aligns with who you're trying to attract, but also shows your buyer you care so much about them and you want them to be repeat buyers that this is how your product line is going to be for them. And this is what, you know, services you provide. I think another opportunity that especially store owners have because rents are getting insane and like it's hard to even hold down commercial space these days in a way that is affordable is how else can you use your space? So there's a lot of dead time on the schedule where you might not be open to sell, but you could be open for an event or you could be creating a different revenue stream for your business. That, again, brings your community together. You are a local business. So what are you doing to bring your community together and making sure that they know about you, know about your products, know what you want to be known for, that you can also help the rest of the community grow is maybe by hosting some very special type of events that align with your brand. I think that's overlooked a lot. On using and leveraging the space that you're in to create different types of experiences, because that's what communities now are looking for more than ever, is how do we come together in a fun way that keeps us all connected? Because we're so disconnected for so many years. So I think retailers have that option. The other way to scale also is in partnership with other complementary brands or complementary stores. We always think like we're competing against, you know, someone else. Oh, they went into their store. They didn't come into mine. Well, get to know what your neighbor is selling and how your products complement it. And can you do something that will entice those buyers to come into their store? They might not know to come into your store because the window treatment is not what they're used to. But your products on the inside are exactly what they need. Until you actually get to know what your neighbor's buyers are and maybe how you can actually complement each other, maybe do a joint event, maybe have even a packaged product sale in both stores and see how that performs. Like that, those are other scaling ways to attract your community in to continuously buy from you, but it also shows your consciousness around the community and what else can you do to continue to serve is how I would be looking at local retail strategies for scaling.
Yeah, I love it so much. It makes me think about there was this clothing store in Carlsbad, California, where I used to live. And I remember I was there and the woman was so good at clienteling and service and selling. Like she was just so good. And she's like, oh, you should go up the street to, it was like Blues Shoes or something like that. I remember there was a Blues in it. They're on the corner. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know right where they are because I was saying I need some shoes. And they had a couple of options, but they are a full on, you know, their neighbor's full on shoe store. And she's like, just tell them I sent you. So, of course, I'm there. And I'm like, so-and-so sent me. And they hear that, you know, they see, oh, you're generating traffic for me. And so there's that law of reciprocity where we want to do the same.
Yeah.
And so I just think that's such a good point to really know your neighbors, send your audience. I love that when I'm in stores, they tell me what else to do in the area. I'm here. What else do I need to know about that's close to me? And then also, if anyone hasn't listened to this episode yet, we'll link to it. But I had a guest on. Her name is Beth Rich, and she's got two stores. She is the queen of events. She does over 70 a year. And she's like a wait list of people doing events in her space.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. She sells from those. She gets new people in. So such a great tip for helping our retailers scale. Love it. Now, Corinne, you do so much for the people that you work with. We're in a mastermind together for our mastermind members. Like you do so much. So how do you support yourself in your endeavors to lift others up and guide them to grow their business?
So the best way to support myself is my daily rituals. I am highly disciplined first on taking care of myself first thing of the day so that I could serve all day long. It's literally the only way that I have found for me to make sure that my cup is full so that I could just, you know, slosh it around to everybody else. My rituals are really about my self-care practices, and I'm quite focused on those. I actually feel almost like a mini addiction where it's like, you know, if I don't do the routine, I'm off for the whole day. Like, it's pretty wild, but that's a healthy addiction in my mind.
Yeah. Totally.
So that's one thing. I make sure that I'm evolving myself and putting myself into the stretch zone to continuously learn, because I found that it's just natural for me that once I learn something and I've done something, I want to go teach it and I want to go share it. And I want someone to leverage the investment I have made so that they can save time and money potentially on, you know, going into it through the journey I had to do. It took me a long time and a lot of investment to learn from. But I think that's the other way too, that I help myself to help others, right? So it's the willingness to always share what I know. I've obviously monetized my gifting by, I don't know how to turn this off. I tell you that all the time, Crystal. It's like, if you come at me with questions, I can't turn it off. It's why I had to start charging for it, because otherwise all my time would be given away and I wouldn't have the life that I dream of for myself. That's the other way. I love connected time with my friends and family. I travel a lot. I'm actually about to leave for London, and then I'm taking time off. I'm going to Japan, and then I have France and Italy towards the end of the year, you know, and then of course the US travels that are constant. So that is also a way of gifting myself with exploration and adventure and connected time with friends and family. Is how I help others grow. Because if we don't step out into action and stretch ourselves into what is it that we are curious about, then life can feel so dull. And we're not actually maximizing the life we have. And so I lead by example, doing it myself, so that others can also feel inspired and able. But it's also for me to have a connected understanding through it all with them.
For sure. Well, and it is almost very much connected to how we started this conversation. When your cup is full, you can give back. When you're living in your zone of genius, you can give back. You can show up better for everybody in your life. You have more energy to give. Yeah. So it's a matter of making the space for it and committing and getting clear and following the steps that you shared today. So I love it. Corinne, are you ready for the resilience round?
I'm going to try. I mean, I hope there's not a timer of speed that I have
No timer. I'm not going to cue the music. Okay.
Yes, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. Best business book.
So the best business book, it's called Blue Ocean Strategy. I don't have the author's name in front of me, but what I loved about going through this book, being a strategist, but also the perspective, which was, build something that it creates this blue ocean, like the flow of it all. I'm not sure if your listeners are familiar with this concept, but there's a red ocean. Red ocean is when it's highly competitive and it feels like, you know, you're just sharks in the water and you're just trying to chomp out. Find your blue ocean. And it was really cool to see it articulated the way it was, because it was a way I always thought, but I never saw it in such a strategic way. And that was that. So that's one of my favorite business books.
That's a great suggestion, especially for retail because of Amazon and e-com and all of that. So good.
Yeah.
Best retail technology, like an app or software.
So in my history, like, it's funny because I do have online retail experience and work, and I built large ERP systems that were highly complex and intense. So that when Shopify launched, I was like, oh my God, thank God. Like, there's a way to plug and play building and launching an online store. And I think that's a really great space of allowing people to sell quite quickly, you know, whether they do have brick and mortar and now they want also to have some online presence, like, really cool tool to explore.
Completely agree. Good one. How do you keep up with the ever-changing retail landscape?
You know, it's interesting. Consumerism is how you keep up with it. You have to understand the trends of what's going on with consumers. And it changed so drastically, the behaviors through the pandemic years and like what that did to retail, that I think there's this new opportunity to create more experiences, more desired connected time to bring people in, because people in community still need that, like I said earlier. So I think in that ever-changing retail landscape, it's to listen to consumers. You have to understand who's buying, how are they buying, and do you want to attract them in? What are they looking for that they would say an immediate yes to?
Yeah, absolutely. To help retailers be stronger, more rooted in success, what's a foundational best practice to help retailers grow and scale?
Yeah, again, I think it's the continuously checking the pulse of your consumer. So if you start to see sales are down for some reason, is it because you put things on the shelf that like they're not interested in your area? Like you see it as a trend, but your community is not a community that's on trends. So don't put the trendy things in, like they're not going to sell. So you have to make sure you have your finger on the pulse on the community that you are building your business in order to then ensure that there is strength in what your decision process is for the products that are coming into your store, and that you have a really strong discernment around what you say yes to and what you're willing to pass on because you know your customer so well.
Good one. If you had to start your business all over again, what's one thing you'd do differently?
I would hire people faster. Because a good like 4 years of the beginning of my business was just me. And as soon as I got out of my own way and was willing to like bring the right people in different areas, I'm a very much about flexible hiring. I don't have employees, like everybody's contracted in. There's so many ways to hire. But I would have done it. I would have told myself to do it faster, to get out of my own way, and then build the business that I really desire from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. I actually find that surprising for you, because I hear you be like, I got my team on that. My team's on that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just constantly delegating to your amazing team.
Yes.
We need team. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
What do you think the future of independent retail looks like?
I think independent retail has such an advantage because that's where creativity lies, you know? And I think if you're not trying, big box stores are there for large consumption at a very low rate, but I don't know that anyone who has independent retail really wants those buyers. Like, you want to know who you're serving. And if you can really like almost embody them as you're making your business decision around what gifting you want to bring to the world, like the type of retail experience you want them to have, the products that only you get access to, you know, or that you've created yourself, whatever that looks like, I think it's going to be in higher demand in these coming years more than anything, because, you know, sustainability and the desire to support people in our community is rising, because we're all in a little bit of a struggle, right? It's just a matter of tapping into that. And again, know your neighbor. Who else is doing something that you can complement and start coming up with some joint ventures together? I think it is really to feel less isolated in your independence, but also feel independent in the creativity you bring into the world, I think is the direction it's headed.
Awesome. I so agree. Kareen, where can people connect with you and learn more?
Well, I love Instagram. So if any of you are on there, it's Kareen Z. Walsh, and you'll see the behind the scenes as I share everything there. But I also share my tips of on my Hey Kareen platform is really going to be coming out to help answer any direct questions you have about building your business. So you can go to heykareen.com and join the wait list for a new launch I'm doing at the end of the summer here. And then KareenWalsh.com for anything about me, or you want to connect with me, or you want to grab any of my programs. I have a lot of giveaways, like whatever it is that I can support you on, don't hesitate to reach out, because I'm sure I've either gone through it or have talked someone through it or advised someone on it. So
I don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it. Awesome. Corinne, thank you so much. This was such a great, insightful, helpful conversation. It really means the world to have you here.
Oh, my pleasure, Crystal. Thanks for letting me serve you and your audience. And I, like I said, I could talk to you all day. So whatever you need and whenever you need it, just reach out.
Awesome. Same. Thank you so much. Everyone, remember that I'm rooting for your success. Have a great week ahead. Bye. Thank you so much for being here. It means the world to me. Don't forget to join the Rise and Shine newsletter, which is social media news you need to know, sent via email every Monday morning. Go to crystalmediaco.com/rise to join. And don't miss the newest episode of Rooted in Retail, which drops every Sunday morning.